We have reached, as we taped just a few hours from conclusion, but we have reached the end of a very, I think, historical legislative session. And a lot of the history made just this week, in part with House Bill 116, which is the right to work legislation.
That's right, Dean. A lot of us prefer to call it freedom to work because we look at it as giving a worker a choice in whether or not he would join a union as opposed to being forced. You know, Missouri is one of about half of the states that still has forced union dues. And if an employee is going to work for a unionized company, then he or she has to join the union. Well, 116 is a bill that says that you cannot, as an employer, force an employee to join or not to join a union. And it's been around for a number of years. We've tried different techniques to try to get it either to a vote of the people or to a vote of the legislature, and just have never been able to move it as far as we were able to move it this year. I think partly because we're seeing a significant shift in the voter base. I think we are seeing more and more people. If you look at polls that are taken, if you just talk to folks when you're out in your district, you find out that more and more people realize that that's not a good idea if you want a state to be prosperous, is to force folks into unions. And this week was a historic week because it has been a long time coming, but we have been able now to pass legislation in both the Senate and the House, and it'll be on the governor's desk. Now, I'm relatively confident the governor will veto that bill because he has continued to stand in defense of forced union dues. But if he does, then we'll be back in September, and we'll do our best to have the votes at that time to override that veto and to make sure that workers in Missouri are free to make that choice on their own about whether they'll be a union member or not.
As you mentioned, it was getting to that vote that was part of the history making, and that is using what's called the previous question, which is something that's in the Senate rules, it's something that's above board and legal, but something that's rarely used as a way of getting something to a vote on the floor.
It is, and we do not like using it in the Senate because it is, in fact, a break with tradition, and the Senate is a lot about tradition. We try our best, regardless of which side of issues we're on, to work amiably with each other and to respect each other. And the previous question motion is held out as something we just would prefer not to do. I feel like we were somewhat backed in a corner to use previous question because we have worked for years to try to get this through in a number of different forms. And whether it was for a vote to go to the people or whether it was a vote in the legislature, this year I would think that the Democrats could have sat down and let this go through as a vote, not forced us into a previous question motion and depended on their governor to veto it. It's not going to be easy to override a veto of 116. And so I think that there was a great deal of, I guess, abandonment of Senate tradition on their side when they chose to force us into a position where the only way we would get to a vote was to move previous question. And it was clear, both in discussions and on the floor, that was the intent, was that we would not get to a vote.
Since that happened, there's been a move to try to get to another priority bill, and that's Senate Bill 210, which in part takes care of the funding for Medicaid and Medicaid distributions for hospitals. And that bill has been stood up for at least one day this week with, again, time running out as we talk right now.
That's correct. We had discussions prior to taking up 116 and the filibustering and so on about how we would best get to that bill. Before we had a chance to actually move to it, the filibustering, the delay tactics began the very day that bill showed up on the calendar. So that was the first day it could have been taken up. And we just have not been able to get back to it. We've had talks with the minority party. They understand that there's over $3.5 billion at stake. We'll have to wait and see whether anything changes today and whether they allow us to get to a vote on that or whether the session will end with no vote. And that would be a kind of a scary thing for all those who are involved in Medicaid, but there's only so much you can do within the rules of the Senate, and that's one of the bills that we would really like to see the bodies be able to take up and pass.
This and the transportation bill, Senate Bill 540, then House Bill 675, were transportation tax, gas tax bill.
Right.
Are two measures that the governor has said he wants to see action on, and we've heard the words special session thrown around, especially this week. Do you see that if nothing is done with the FRA, the hospital Medicaid reimbursement bill, that probably would prompt a special session, or is there time to deal with this in other ways or even during veto session in September.
Well, it's my understanding that the governor was proclaiming that he would call an immediate special session if the FRA bill did not get passed. However, I think he had misunderstood the actual fiscal year that was used for that money, and it's now been explained that we still could do that bill during veto session and maintain that funding level. So at this point, I think if the FRA is not passed during session, that probably would be a concurrent special session during veto session, just because the expense to the state would be significantly reduced if we could do those concurrently if we do have to have a special session.
Looking back on this session, any highs or lows for you that stand out?
I think the reforms we did with the transfer bill, education transfer bill, that tries to address some of the problems that we're seeing in St. Louis and potentially in Kansas City this year, I think that was significant. I think we will see some changes there that for the future of Missouri will significantly and measurably improve our education of our children and possibly stop some of the flows out of some of these St. Louis schools that seem to move children out of the schools into the prisons or onto the welfare rolls. We've heard a lot of debate on the floor about that. I think we're going to see positive results from that. We had the municipal court reforms that were done. I think those will turn out to be significant. There was a lot of work that went into those, a lot of negotiation and compromises, and I think eventually did arrive at a compromise that will punish the bad performers and not those that are just doing their best job at law enforcement and trying to maintain the public safety. I think passing to the right to work bill, as you pointed out, is a historic occasion in Missouri, and I think if there's any way that can be sustained during a veto session, that we'll really see a good year this year. So those are some of the things that I think we've accomplished. I do think you're right that the maintenance of our roads and bridges is important, and that's something that although we didn't pass legislation to increase funding, we at least tried to be consistent with how we approach that funding, and I believe that needs to either be sent back to the people for another vote because they turned down the last tax increase, or that it should be made revenue neutral, which is the position that I had held through the debate, was that if one of those two measures were taken, then I wouldn't have supported the 2-cent increase in the fuel tax, but absent both of those, I was opposed to that.